Is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Dude, check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and welcome to another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. It is Friday, November 23rd, and while Lori Baranski is not here today, sleeping off her tryptophan-induced slumber from yesterday's Big Turkey Day, Tom Casale, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart here to discuss the many, many moves of Turkey Week here at Gillette Stadium, and we better get right to them because we're going to need all the time we can get to discuss the fact that the Patriots released quarterback David Green from the practice squad and re-signed tight end Jason Rader to the practice squad.
Well, Andy, I really think this opens up an opportunity for Jason Rader.
You don't really have anything to say about that, do you? Good. No. I was going to move on to the injury report, which I think is a little bit interesting. Wednesday's injury report had Jarvis Green ankle. We all saw that injury late in the game at Buffalo. He came off the field so angry that he punched the equipment truck, so something to keep an eye on. But also on the injury report, Adalis Thomas team decision, Tom Brady right shoulder, Stephen Neal shoulder, Eugene Wilson ankle. Thursday's injury report, remove Adalis Thomas team decision, as well as Stephen Neal and Eugene Wilson. So two guys that have missed some time are now off the injury report. Talk about that, Paul.
Well, I think, you know, specifically with Neal is the guy I always worry about because of the problems with the shoulder that we've talked about, you know, both on PFW and Progress and our podcast. But, you know, good sign moving forward, I think. You know, and Bill talked about it on Wednesday that Thursday would be a very short day. Just trying to get all their work done as early as possible. Normally on Thanksgiving week, they go Tuesday, Wednesday, and take Thursday off completely. But because of the night game in Buffalo on Sunday, it wasn't conducive to the schedule. Wasn't conducive to that. So I think that going forward, this team actually overall, I think, is pretty healthy. I don't know how you guys feel about it.
This is the healthiest they've ever been since I've been here this late in the season. Any concerned that that was a walkthrough practice and maybe they took those guys off
that
day?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, there's concern any time I take this piece of paper in front of me that's called the injury report and, you know, believe it, put any credence into it. You know, it's Bill Belichick, you know, following the rules of the league, but clearly the league leaves some gray area there for guys to manipulate. But, you know, I look at Eugene Wilson, and we've all been talking about James Sanders. I wrote a Pulse story this week. All the papers are writing about James Sanders after that impact performance in Buffalo. I mean, at this point,
if I'm writing it all, everybody else is obviously on my coattails.
I think,
Tom, that's how I read that.
Well, I did some great questions in the interviews to get the quotes in the papers, Boston papers. But more importantly, I mean, is Eugene Wilson just a backup defensive back at this point?
Yes.
That's certainly the way it looks. You know, Bill talked about there being comfort with any three of the two, but when was the last time that Wilson was one of the three?
Right.
It's been a month and a half. So, I think he's a backup.
I found it interesting. In his praise of James Sanders this week, one of the things he said is he's been able to stay out there consistently.
Mm-hmm.
Practice field, meeting rooms, games. Not a lot of other safeties on this team can say that. You know, Wilson certainly can over the last couple of years. Even Harrison has missed major time. James Sanders has been durable. He's been competent. You know, this week we talk about the plays, but he's never given up a big play, really, since you go all the way back. I always disregard the Joseph Addai run because I think that was screwed up at the line of scrimmage.
Well, yeah,
back to that Broncos game. Since then, he's done a good job at safety. So, to me, he's one of the two starting safeties on this team.
And what you have now is, if something were to happen to Sanders or Harrison, you know, you have a pretty good backup in Eugene Wilson who has plenty of experience. But I think, like you said, Andy, this is Sanders' job now. Regardless of when Wilson comes back from that injury, he's now the third safety in that rotation.
And now you have versatility at your nickelback role. Maybe there's some situations you'd rather have Randall Gay. Maybe there's situations you'd rather have Eugene Wilson. Maybe when you go dime, it's both those guys. You have a little bit more to work with. It's obviously better to have Eugene Wilson healthy than not. But at this point, I don't think you have to count on him.
And Andy, you mentioned the line from Belichick about in complimenting Sanders, talking about how he's been able to be out there all the time. That's one of those, you know, Fred Kirsch likes to teach us, you know, in PFW in Progress about the subtleties of reading between that's one of those subtle shots that I think that Bill takes that not only is a compliment to the guy he's talking about, but, you know, an unspoken shot to the guy who isn't on the field all the time. And clearly, it's been 3 years now since Wilson's been able to consistently be out there. I don't think he's part really of the equation at all. He's going to be an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year, and I don't think there'll be a mad dash to keep him here. I think if Belichick will offer him, dimes on the dollar to keep him, but I don't think that he's going to break the bank by any stretch.
He'll be starting for the Jets.
Two other final notes before we wrap up what's going to be a shortened holiday week edition of the Roster Report. First of all, Troy Brown, few more days on the clock to practice and not need a decision to be made about him. Next week, the team will have to decide either to activate him and find a roster spot or put him on IR, PUP, lose him for the year. We've pretty much talked about that ad nauseum. We'll just have to wait now to see what unfolds because I don't think any of us have any new information to add. It's a wait-and-see approach, just like the fans are taking. And just Randy Moss, AFC Offensive Player of the Week. I just wanted to note that and the fact that of the first 11 weeks, Patriots have 7 players of the week, starting with Ellis Hobbs on special teams in week 1, Mike Vrabel defensively in week 8. Other than that, Tom Brady, Randy Moss getting the job done. Taking home the hardware, as I'm sure they hope to do, continue right through December, January, and into February.
Word.
But happy Thanksgiving to all. That's going to put the wraps on a Lori Baranski free edition of a Patriots.com roster report. We'll be back here next Friday with all the exciting moves and exactly what is going on with Troy Brown, whether he's on PUP, whether he's on IR, whether he's done for the year, or whether he's making plays. No, Fred Kirsch is telling me to extend it. See you next week.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.